After the Holy Spirit had come upon the disciples at Pentecost, Peter and the apostles went about the city of Jerusalem, announcing the Lord Jesus Christ. They proclaimed Christ crucified and raised to life for the forgiveness of sins and the gift of eternal life. In the temple courts and throughout the city streets, they preached repentance and faith in the Lord with courage and boldness. After the healing of the man born lame, many people listened to Peter's message and were converted. But the Jewish authorities were on their guard. Peter and John were still at Solomon's colonnade in the temple courts, addressing a great crowd which had gathered to hear them, when the priests, the Sadducees, and the captain of the temple guard came to arrest them. Not only had Peter publicly denounced the murder of the Messiah by the leaders of the people, but he was now preaching the resurrection of the dead, a doctrine that was contrary to the teaching of the Sadducees, who did not believe in an afterlife. They seized Peter and John, and because it was evening, they put them in jail for the night. The next day, the rulers, elders, and teachers of the law met in Jerusalem. Annas and Caiaphas, the high priests, with other members of their families, were also there. All these men, members of the Sanhedrin, the Jewish Supreme Court of Justice, were the ones who had condemned Jesus to be crucified. Peter and John were brought before them to be questioned about the healing of the cripple. "By what power or what name did you do this?" the members of the council asked them. Then Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, spoke up boldly and said, "Rulers and elders of the people, if we are being called to account today for a good deed done to a cripple and how he was healed, then know this, you and everyone else in Israel, it is by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, but whom God raised from the dead, that this man stands before you completely healed." Then Peter quoted a verse from the Psalms, which the Jewish authorities all knew, and said, "Jesus is the one of whom the scripture says, 'The stone you builders rejected has become the capstone.' For," Peter continued, "salvation is found in no one else. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved." These words, pronounced with courage and assurance, astonished the members of the Sanhedrin. Peter dared to proclaim, as the only means of salvation, the name of Jesus of Nazareth, the very man that the council had condemned to be crucified as a criminal only a short while before. They saw that Peter and John were unschooled, ordinary men, yet they spoke with power and understanding. They were amazed, and they took note that these men had been with Jesus. And there, standing beside them, was the man who never before had been able to walk. Not knowing what to say, they ordered the apostles to withdraw, and then conferred together. "What are we going to do with these men?" they asked each other. "Everybody living in Jerusalem knows they have done an outstanding miracle, and we cannot deny it. But to keep this matter from spreading any further among the people, let us warn these men never again to speak to anyone in the name of Jesus." Then they called the apostles in again and commanded them not to speak or teach at all in the name of Jesus. But Peter and John replied, "Judge for yourselves whether it is right in God's sight to obey you rather than God, for we cannot help speaking about what we have seen and heard." The chief priests and elders could not decide what to do with the apostles. They wanted to punish them, but they were afraid of the people, because everyone was praising God for what had happened, as the cripple who had just been healed was over 40 years old when he walked for the first time. So the Jewish leaders threatened Peter and John again, and then let them go. After leaving the Sanhedrin, the apostles went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and elders had said to them. Next episode, Ananias and Sapphira.